Shalom to all. Today's office called Daf Samach Zayin. We are starting about the 11th line with the words Be'er Rishmal Tana. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Shar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Olia. And we continue discussing all sorts of water creatures and what's necessary for them to be kosher. So let's remember we have two psukim. The first pasuk says that it has to have fins and scales to be permissible to eat. The second says that if it doesn't, it may not be eaten. Now the psukim also describe where these things are found, namely by yamim ubanachalim in seas and streams. And we just had a braisa that understood this pasuk as a klal uprat, teaching the chiva fins and scales only applies to creatures found in water similar to yamim and chalim, such as ponds and the like, because they're fed by fresh water source, but those found in water in holes in the ground, namely bayrus shichinum aras, those are mutter. Dahainu, one is allowed to drink water that has bugs, worms, and whatnot, as long as they germinated in that water and didn't come out. Then we have a similar limud, just with a different type of drasha. It says the word bamayim twice in the pasuk, and in zakaluprat, this is not a kaluprat, elo ribo miet, it's a ribo in a miyot, namely, instead of darshaning it as a klal pratu klal, it's darshaned as a riboy miyot riboy. And the difference is that when we have a riboy and miyot, there are more things that are being included in the drasha than a regular klal prat. And we continue explaining, bamayim riba. When it says the first word bamayim, that's riboy, that's mashma, that anything found in any water, anywhere, would be usser if it doesn't have fins and scales. But then, bayam benachalim miyot, the miyot is the words bayam benachalim, and then bamayim chaz of riba, it says the word bamayim once again, so that's another riboy, riba umiyot v'riba, that's riboy miyot and riboy riba hakol. So that includes everything. Now the question is, my rabbi, so what is it including? What does it mean that we're including everything? What's the everything that's being included? The answer is charitzun itzun li sura, that these things found in canals and ponds are usser, and umay miyot, so what's the miyot? Bayrus shichinum arais la'teira, that little bugs and worms and whatnot found in bayrus shichinum arais, they're excluded from his drasha, which means that they are mutter to drink and wouldn't be a problem. Ask more ema, why didn't I say that my riba, what's the riboy, what's being included in this drasha? Bayrus shichinum arais li sura, that any of these things found in Parashichim Aras that they're usher to drink, and umay miyot, what's the miyot that it would be mutter to drink these things? Miyot kalim. The miyot is if they're found in kalim, such as a barrel, jug, pitcher, cup, or something like that, then they're mutter to drink, but anything else, even if it's in Parashichim Aras, then it's usher to drink. The answer is that no, because in kain toichlu mayahanile, when the pasuk says, is that toichlu, what's that helpful for? It must be that it's coming to exclude something else from the drasha, so therefore it must be that Parashichim Aras are being excluded from his drasha, so if we find these bugs and whatever it is in water that's in Baruch Shechinim Aris, they're mutter to drink. Ask the Gemara of Epachana, why don't I switch it around? Why not say that bugs found in water that's in Baruch Shechinim Aris is asur, whereas if it's found in Charitzin Itzin, it's mutter? And then just kid, Tani Matsuya, like what he teaches, the Tani Matsuya Bar Yehuda, Matsuya Bar Yehuda teaches as follows, my Rois L'Rabbis Baruch Shechinim Aris L'Teira, U L'Hoitzi Charitzin Itzin L'Yisura, why is it seeming to you to include Baruch Shechinim Aris, the bugs found in these waters are mutter, and we're excluding Charitzin Itzin, these canals and ponds that bugs found in them are asur? The answer is, Marbani Baruch Shechinim Aris, we're including Bar Shechinim Arais, that the reason why bugs found in those waters are permitted is because they are utzer, they're stopped up, they're gathered together like kalim, the same way that when you pour water into a barrel, so it's utzer, it's there in that barrel, no fresh water source is feeding it, it's not going to be changed over at all by itself, so water in Bar Shechinim Arais is the same thing. I exclude Charitzin Itzin, they're not utzer like kalim, because as we said, these ponds and canals are fed by a fresh water source, so there's always fresh water coming in, and that makes them more similar to Nechalim, seas and streams, and that's why those are included in the drasha of Isser. Now the Gemara addresses something that we had in an earlier Braisa, and it had told us that these water shrotzim, these bugs that are found in the water, we see a heter to be able to drink them in certain situations, and that heter is found in both these psukim that we quoted, although one heter is sasum, it's so to speak closed off, meaning it's not 100% clear, whereas the other one was mefurish, it's very clear in the pasuk. So that's what the Gemara asks, hey sasum, hey mefurish, which one sasum, which one's mefurish? So the Gemara of Achar Ravina, of Achar Ravina argue about this. Chadam, or one of them says, that yesh loy mefurish ve'ein loy sasum, that the first pasuk that discusses fish, and it tells us kol she yesh loy snapir v'kaskases, that if it does have a fin and scale, then it's allowed to be eaten. So that's what we mean by the yesh loy over here in the Gemara. So this pasuk of yesh loy, that's the mefurish pasuk, whereas the second pasuk that's ein loy, when it tells us that ein loy snapir v'kaskases, that if it doesn't have fin and scale, it's allowed to be eaten. So that's the pasuk where it's sasum. Whereas the chadam, where the other one says ein loy mefurish ve'yesh loy sasum, that it's all the way around. The ein loy pasuk, that's the mefurish one, and the yesh loy pasuk, that's a sasum one. So we clarify, my tam demand amar yeshloi mefarish. What's the reason of the first mad amar that the yeshloi pasuk, that's mefarish one? So I'm lecha, he tells you, mina ehu dekamishru kalim, because from the very words of that pasuk that we learned that bugs found in kalim are permitted. Now it's instructive to read the pasuk to fully understand this. And the pasuk tells us, kol asher eloi snapir v'kaskases b'mayim b'yamim ubanachalim oisim techelu. So if it has fins and scales in water, what type of water? Seas and streams, so those are allowed to be eaten. So right away we can make the diuk that if it doesn't live in seas and streams, it's a in kelim. So even if it doesn't have snapper and keskeses, it's allowed to be eaten. So that's as mafarish as you're going to get in the pasuk. That's why the first mandamar holds that this pasuk is the mafarish one. And the reason why the other pasuk is sasom is because it tells us kol asher ein lo snapper v'keskeses b'mayim b'manchalim, and it doesn't say anything about not eating it. It's actually only in the pasuk afterwards, where it just uses general terminology, where it says v'sheketz yu lechem ibsarim lo sechelu. So it's only there that it tells us not to eat it. So that's sasom. It's not as mafarish as the first pasuk. Now we explain the second mandamar. My time the mandamar ein lo mafarish. What's the reason the mandamar that the ein lo pasuk is the mafarish one? That's because the haihu the kamucha chaheich. It's actually the second pasuk which clarifies and makes it understandable of what the first pasuk is talking about. And why is that? Dimehech, because if we only had the first pasuk, havamina, I would think as follows, meaning I would make the diuk that bekelim afagav de islay nami lo teichol, that means kelim, even if it has fins and scales, it's not to be eaten. In other words, if I only had the first pasuk, this is how I would understand it, according to this man d'amar. Ez zet toichlim kol asher b'mayim, this is allowed to be eaten of everything that's in the water. Kol asher lo snapper v'kaskasas b'mayim b'yam b'nechalim oisim teichelu, if it has fins and scales in yam and echalim, then it's allowed to be eaten. But if it's not in yam and echalim, rather it's in kelim, even if it has fins and scales, it's not allowed to be eaten. And therefore, I need the second pasuk, says the second man d'amar, to show me the first pasuk's telling me that as long as it has fins and scales, even if it's not in yam and echalim, it's allowed to be eaten. Memela, I learned from the second pasuk that if it doesn't have fins and scales, but it's not in yam and echalim, rather it's in kelim, then it's allowed to be eaten. So that's how we can understand the machlokes. Then we continue discussing these water shatzim, and we're going to see from the upcoming gemaras that as long as it remained in the water, it wasn't allowed to drink it. However, the moment that it came out of the water and it's considered to have been shayritz al aretz, that it crawled on the ground, so it's automatically usur, even if it goes back into the water. So first member we have is Amar Ravuna. Ravuna tells us, loy lishvi in a shechra b'tzivyasa b'urta, a person shouldn't strain or filter his beer over wood chips in the evening. Their beer back in the day was very often made out of dates, and many times it got very wormy, so they would filter it over wood chips. The wood chips would catch the different pieces and the worms and whatnot. So he's not allowed to do this in the evening. Why is that? Dilma parshla el mitzivyasa. Maybe there's going to be a worm or a bug which is going to get caught on these wood chips. V'hadr nafalakasa. Then it's going to go back and fall into the cup. And when he sees the worm in the cup, he's going to think that it's really part of the beer, and he's not going to realize that it actually spent a little bit of time on the wood chip filter. And then he's going to drink it. And v'hava over mishum sharetz hasharetz al aretz. He's going to be over on sharetz hasharetz al aretz because since it spent a little bit of time outside of the beer, it was on the wood chips and it crawled a little bit. So now it's considered sharetz hasharetz al aretz, and it's aser. So don't do this at nighttime because nighttime it's dark and you're not able to see what you're doing. Only do it during the day. Ask the Gemara, if that's really so, if that's chashash, so b'mananami, we should be chashash even in the original barrel and the original pitcher itself. Don't partial dafna demana. Maybe one of these worms is going to crawl onto the wall of the pitcher or barrel, v'hadr nafal mana, then it's going to fall back into it, and that's going to be considered to be something that was shayritz al aretz. So we answer no. Hasam over there, hainu revise, that's the place where it lives. Since that's its habitat, that's where it lives, that's where it was developed, so the fact that it crawled on the wall of the barrel a little bit is not a problem. It's not considered to be shayritz al aretz. It hadn't left the barrel yet, so kol's mind, it's in the barrel, it's in the pitcher, everything's fine. And we're not tamer, how do we know this? It's because we have a brisa. Minai l'rabbis bar shichin ma'aris shaycha v'shaysa mehen ve'inin nimna. How do we know to include different creepy crawlies or worms or whatnot that's in water, that's in bar shichin ma'aris, that a person could bed down and drink from them and he doesn't have to hold himself back and it's fine? Tamblem, that's because the pasuk says toichlam kol asher b'mayim, these can be eaten from anything that's in the water. And v'leichash domo parshel adafna v'hadr nafil, why don't we be chayshesh that maybe one of these bugs went onto the wall of the bar shichin ma'aris and then fell back in, and then it'd be also because it's sharetz al aretz? And the answer is el hain revise. That's because that's its natural habitat. That's where it was developed. That's where it grows. So that's all part of the same thing. And hachinam is up to over here. Hain revise, that's where the worm grows in the barrel of beer. So as long as it remained in the barrel, even if it went on the wall of the barrel, that's still okay. Now, Amar Rav Chisla Rav Huna, Rav Chisla Rav Huna, Tanim Sayelacha, I have a brisa that's arrived for you. The pasuk tells us, kol sharetz hasharetz al aretz. The rabbis have chushim shesinon. This is including of chushim, which is little bugs of sorts, maybe gnats, maybe something else, which are usually found in wine or wine cellars. That if they were filtered out, they're considered sharetz hasharetz al aretz and they're usur to eat. Now, what's the diuk? The synonym. The reason why they're usur is because he had filtered them. Holy synonym, shari. Mashmah, they weren't filtered and they're still in the wine and they're permitted, so that's a raya for you. Now continue to discuss this idea of a bug, a worm, something like that, which developed in a particular way that makes it not usur to eat. However, once it leaves that area, it would be usur because it's considered a sharet. So Amr Shmuel Shmuel says, and we had mentioned this very briefly previously, kishas shislibi veha, a kishos, a cucumber or a gourd that became wormy while it was still attached to the vine. Samasayano based on top, asura, mishuma sharet, sharet ala aret. It's usur to eat that bug because consider sharetz with sharetz al aretz, even though it remained inside the kishos the entire time and still hasn't come out, since the kishos is attached to the ground, so when it crawls inside the kishos, it's considered with sharetz al aretz, so it's aser. And now we suggest, let's say the following is arrived for him. Detani chad, we have one brass that says al haaretz, namely sharetz hasharetz al haaretz, and that's lahaiti, it's excluding, as hazizin shabadashim, zizim type bugs that are in lentils, as a yitushin shabakalisim, Yitushim, and Yitushim type bugs that are in legumes, and Vitoilasha Bitmar Shabagregrois, and worms that are in dates and figs, then those are not included in Sharetz HaSharetz Arts and they're perfectly permitted to eat. But Vitani Idechu, even another brass that says, Kala Sharetz HaSharetz Arts, L'Rabbis is coming to include Toilasha Bikar Zesim Shabakar Gfanim, the worms that are on the stems of olives and grapes. That seems to be a stira, because one pasuk is telling us that certain bugs are permitted, and another pasuk is telling us that bugs are usher. So my love, wouldn't we say that Idvi Idi Bepeira, both of these are talking about bugs that are in the fruit, and Vahabivev, Vahashalabivev. The second pasuk is talking about a fruit while it's still attached to the vine or attached to the tree, and so that's considered Sharetz HaSharetz HaLaaretz, so it's usher, whereas the first pasuk is talking about that the bug developed after it was already detached from the vine or from the tree, and therefore it's not considered to be Sharetz HaLaaretz, so as long as it's inside the fruit or the lentil or whatever it is, so then it's permitted. And that would seem to be a raya for what we just said before. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not so. This is not a raya. Why is that? Because Idvi Idi Bivel. We could say that both these brisos are talking about where the bug developed inside the fruit while it was still attached to the vine or the tree. Vloikasha is not a stira habapera, habilana gufa. One is talking about where the bug is in the fruit, one is talking about where the bug is in the tree. The second brisa that asers the bug is talking about where it was on the tree, so it's asr because it's Sharetz HaLaaretz. Whereas the first brisa is talking about where the bug is still inside the fruit, and even though it's attached to the tree, at least according to this brisa, we could say that it's not considered to be Sharetz HaLaaretz because it's inside the fruit, so it's fine. Now we know this is true. Deikonami is actually midoik like that. Diktani, because what does the second brisa say? Toilas shebe ikari zesim shebe ikari gafanim. The worm was on the stem of the olive or the grapes, and so we see that it wasn't inside the fruit, it was outside of it. Shma mino, we see that that's what these two brisos could be talking about, and they're not necessarily a raya for what we were talking about previously regarding the difference between the fruit being attached or detached from the tree. Another discussion by Rav Yosef asks as follows: Pirsha umesa mahu. What about a bug that was inside the fruit? It developed after it was detached from the tree, and this worm came out and it died right away. What's the din? On one hand, maybe since it came out, so it's already asur, but on the other hand, since it died and it wasn't shayretz al haaretz, which means it didn't creep, crawl, wiggle, or squirm on the ground, so perhaps it's mutter. That's question one. Question two is miktsasa mahu. Let's say it came out only partially. Do we say that that's considered like the whole thing came out and then it'd be asur, or no? Perhaps the whole thing has to come out. Another question, la'avir oila mahu. Let's say it completely came out into the airspace of the world. Let's say this is a worm coming out of a date, and then he had it fall right into his mouth and he ate it. What's the din over there? In the first question regarding when it came out and it died, perhaps that would be mutter because it never had the ability to crawl on the ground. As we had said, it wasn't Sharetz HaLaaretz, and it didn't even have the ability to be Sharetz HaLaaretz because it died. But what about this one? It came out and it was alive, and so it did have the ability to be Sharetz HaLaaretz, so maybe it's different and maybe it would be usur, and we conclude all these questions with teiku. Now, Bar Yavashi has as follows, legag tamara mahu. What about if the bug crawled out of the date, but just crawled to the top of the date? Is that considered that it's still part of the date? Maybe that's revise, maybe that's his natural habitat, and it still would be mutter? Also, another question, if you want to say that's usur because it came out of the date, what about the following? Legag garinasa mahu. Let's say it remained within the date, but it just crawled to the top of the pit. What's it in with that? And another one, mitmar latmar mahu. Let's say it went from one date to another, but it crawled directly in between two dates, and it never went into the air of the world. It just tunneled from one to another. What's it in over there? And over here as well, we conclude, teiku. Now another discussion regarding bugs. This time it's about bugs found in animals. Our Rishish's printer of Idi says, kukiyoni asiri. Kukiyoni, which are bugs that are found in the liver and lungs of animals, those are usur. My time, why is that? Because my alma asu, they came from the world. The animal ate them with his food, so he ingested them, and that means that they were shayretz ala aretz, therefore they didn't develop inside the animal, so they're usur. However, Maskor Vashi Vashi asks as follows, ima alma asu, if they came from outside, so l'shtachu derech besarei, they should be found in the entire intestinal tract, that they shouldn't be found in the lungs and the liver. Why would they be there? Now, Yigdamri, some say that Rosh Hashanah Brei Davidi, he had said as follows, kukiyoni sharu, that these kukiyoni bugs are mutter, and my time, why is that? Because minei gavli, they develop inside the animal, and it was on this that Amar Vashi Vashi said, pshita, that's obvious, dime amakasu, if they came from outside, l'shtachu derech besarei, they should be found in the intestinal tract and not in the liver and the lungs, and therefore, from the fact they were found in the liver and the lungs, it must be that they developed with inside the animal and their mutter. Now, bottom line is, v'helchasa, what's halacha, kukiyoni asiri, these kukiyoni bugs found in liver and lungs are usur. And my time, why is that? Because meinam naim va'ayilei ba'osye, when the animal sleeps, these bugs go into his nostrils, then they're able to go into his lungs and his liver, and that's why it makes sense that they're there, but still they came from the outside, so they're sharetz hasharetz al aretz, and they're usur to eat. Another discussion, toiloim darni debesra, and some gersois take out the word toiloim, and I'm not so sure how it made its way in here. Either which way, these bugs, darni debesra, these are bugs or larvae found right on the inside wall of the skin of the animal, meaning when the hide is peeled off, these bugs are found right over there. Asiri, those are usur, whereas the kavri, bugs found in fish, sharyon, those are permitted. And Amar Ravina Leime, Ravina told his mother, Avoli bano echol, just mix them up for me and I'll eat them. Meaning, when you're preparing fish for me, if there's bugs there, no problem. Just mush them all around together so I don't actually see the bug, because if you see a bug and that disgusts you, you're not allowed to eat it for a different reason, not because it's a bug, because it's something that's considered sheketz to you. So he's just telling her, make sure to mush that bug around so I don't see it, and I'll eat it no problem. So now, Amrali Rishashi, Breder of Achla Ravina, my Shlomi Hadetanya, why is this different than the following Braisa? It says in the Pasuk, Vesnevasim Tishaketsu, and this little rabbi said, Duranim Shve Behema, it's including these Duranim worms in Behema, that those are Asur. And so, why is it these bugs in an animal are Asur, but these very same bugs or similar bugs in a fish are Mutter? So Amrali told him, Hachi Ash, is that really so? Behema, Beshchitu Dimshtaria. An animal becomes Mutter through Shchita. Vahani, Midaloika Mahani Lu Shchita, these bugs, since Shchita doesn't work for them, it be Surayu Kaimon, they remain in their state of Isser. In other words, even though we're saying that these little bugs developed in the animal, since any part of the animal is usser when the animal is alive because it's considered Avram and Achai, and the only way we can eat from the animal is once it's shechted, the problem is these bugs, they're not mattered by the shechit of the animal because at the end of the day, they are their own independent living thing. So the animal might become mattered through its shechita, but the bugs don't become mattered through shechita. That's why they're usser, even though again, they develop from the animal and they didn't come from the outside. Aval dogim ba fish, ba asifa ba alma mystery, they're mutter just gathering them in. We know that you don't have to shecht the fish. You can grab a fish out of the water, bop it on the head and eat it, no problem. And so vahani, these bugs, kika gavlon, baterka gavlon, when they develop inside the fish, they're developing beheter, because since fish doesn't have an isser of Avram and Achai, these bugs aren't usser either, and mimela, they're allowed to be eaten. We have a pasuk that we're going to darshan. Let's just read the whole thing. The pasuk tells us, kol hoylech al gachain, anything that goes or creeps on its belly, v'chol hoylech al arba, anything that goes on four, ad kol marbe raglayim, until something that has a lot of legs, l'chol hasharetz, hasharetz al aretz, loy soichlum ki shekets heim. So the Braisa tells us as follows, hoylech al gachain, what's this teaching us? Zanachash, that's referring to a snake. And then when it says kol, that's l'rabbis hashilshol v'sadoim l'shilshol, it's including the shilshol, which is a worm that looks like a snake, that's usually translated as the earthworm, and anything that looks like that, that's also asur. Then when the pasuk says al arba on four, za'akrav, that's referring to a scorpion. And then when it says kol hoylech, that's l'rabbis hachipushis v'sadoim l'chipushis, that's coming to include the beetle, anything that looks like a beetle. And then when it says mar beraglayim zenadol, that's referring to a centipede, which has a lot of legs, mar beraglayim. And when the pasuk uses the word ad kol, that's l'rabbis zadoim v'sadoim l'odoim, that's coming to include something that's like a centipede and something that's like that thing that's like it, and all those things are included in Shratzim. Lastly, the Gemara tells us, Tanya, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Yosef ben Damascus Omer, he teaches, Livyason, dog tahar hu. Livyason is a kosher fish. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says, Gaava afike maginim, literally translated, this means, his gaava, his pride, is in the strength of his shields. Maginim is like the word magain, which is a shield. And then the pasuk says, Tachtov chadude chares, his underside is pointed shards. Chadude is like lashon of chad, sharp, and chares is broken pieces of pottery. So it's referring to afiki moginim of the pasuk elu kaskasim shabai. That's talking about his scales, the scales of Livyason. They're like his shields. And tachtav chadude chares. What's that talking about? Elu snapirin shaperech bahen. That's talking about his fins that he swims with. And so we see that Livyason has fins and scales, so must be kosher. Hadron chel trefes. Mazur finishing the third parak of Maseches Chulin. Just like Rizachar finished this parak together, we should Rizachar finish the entire Maseches Chulin together, and of course all of Shas together. We're gonna stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning the brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.